understand that you can cut a field of grass, right? And then it'll grow again and you can cut it again. What do you call it the second time?
Second cutting.
Any other word?
Second crop.
Second crop? Would you call it, would you say a second crop of clover? Mm-hmm. Or a second crop of grass? You'd say
or
that?
Hay, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you put wheat, after you cut wheat, you gather together in what? What do you call the thing?
Bales.
A bale of wheat?
You mean wheat or
grain
or straw?
Or straw?
No, I mean wheat.
Load?
You leave it out on the...
In the shocks at times before it's thrashed.
Uh-huh. What about a sheep? Or
sheep?
A bundle? This shock?
Mm-hmm. A bundle, it's so many bundles, a shock. Of course, it's mostly combined today, and you don't have that condition existing.
Yeah. How do you measure wheat?
Bushels per acre.
Mm-hmm. And you would say 40?
40 bushels per acre.
Per acre.
40
bushels per acre.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now some of the grain, various grains that can be raised, wheat, what else?
Oats. Some barley, corn.
Okay. What do you do with oats in order to be able to use it?
Thrashed. Same as
so
combined.
Oats,
you mean after it's combined?
Well, I don't know what combined is.
Well,
combined is cut and thrashed at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
Where they're separate from the stalks. And
so you say wheat's thrashed, oats... Oats what?
Oats are thrashed.
Mm-hmm. Say you're taking a trip and you look down to the gas gauge and you see things almost registering empty. You know that you can only go a short distance. So you say we can only go you say 3 miles is
3 miles about the limit on this.
That'd be
gas.
One way. What else could you say?
3 miles and we're out of gas.
Yeah, oh, 3 miles is...
Yeah.
3 miles and we must find a filling station. We must refill.
Oh, we can go...
No further.
Well, would you ever say 3 miles is the farthest we can go? Would you ever say that 3 miles is the farthest we can go?
3 miles is the farthest we can go.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about all the farther? Did you say all the farther?
Yeah. All the farther.
Alright, now, if you were telling me that this watch belongs to me, what would you say?
That is yours.
Mm-hmm.
The watch is yours.
You'd never say it's yours?
No.
What if you're saying that this house belongs to you. It is
mine.
Or you collectively.
Ours. Mine.
You never say our.
No.
All right. What about? Are you saying that the dog belongs to that family over there?
Theirs.
Uh huh. Or the car belongs to.